This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, May 28. Our mindset. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 8. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you. There are two basic directions we can follow in life: our own desires or God's desires. If we believe in Christ, we should aim to follow God's desires. Here's a little test we can give ourselves. We can write down our desires in two columns. In one column, we can note how many of our daily desires are for sinful or selfish things. In the other column, we can note the desires we have for good or godly things. How many of our thoughts seek to satisfy our evil desires? And how many seek to do God's will and show love to our neighbors? If your mind operates like mine, the first column will have lots of examples, and the second will have just a few. This is the spiritual and mental struggle of the Christian life. As believers in Christ, we have been reborn to new life in the Spirit. We are no longer stuck in the realm of sin and death with its lies and false promises, but we are not yet fully regenerated either. Our life in the Spirit is a work in progress. Two systems are in operation. In one, our desires oppose God, and we continue to sin. In the other, we are newly reborn into a life powered by the Holy Spirit. Thankfully, we are justified by Christ's fulfillment of the law and His finished work, and we are given eternal life through the Spirit. So we are freed from the curse of sin and death, and we are called to live by the Spirit, so that we become like Christ. True life is found in Him. Pray with me. Spirit of God, You are the source of our new life. Fill us and guide our desires and actions. Do not leave us to our own desires, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.